الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد النبي المجاهد الشهيد وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين ساروا سيره وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاهم اليقين أما بعد. We had discussed previously that after the battle of Fihl, Hiraqal, the Roman emperor, called up a meeting of senior leaders and commanders, and he asked them that, explain to me these people that you are facing, these people that you are fighting and encountering, what are they? And the discussion went on. Hiraqal was contemplating to retreat totally from Sham and to leave the entire Sham. However, the commanders persuaded him, and at the same time there was a delegation that had come from Elia, from Jerusalem, and there was also a delegation that came from Caesarea, and they had confirmed and affirmed their loyalty and their allegiance to him, and they requested him for help and for assistance. So because of this, Hiraqal decided to continue. So one version is that this happened after Fihl, and another version is that this meeting happened after Hims. Nevertheless, whenever it had taken place, this had now created a different scenario where Hiraqal was preparing for a major offensive, a decisive battle. Hence, he sent letters and messages to different governors, and he himself went to certain areas himself. Personally, he went to certain areas and he began preparing a massive army. And the instruction was that all mature males will be forced to be part of this army. Forced military service, also known as conscription, this was what he implemented, that everyone had to be part of the army. Unless they were very old and they could not be part of the army and they could not fight, otherwise everyone else had to be part of the army. He asked help from others as well, people who were not under his rule, but his allies. He asked their help, he requested help from them. And like this, he prepared a massive army. There's different figures with regards to the number of this army. Between 100,000 and 400,000, the figures vary. However, the most reliable figure seems to be around 200,000, 240,000. This seems to be the more reliable figure. So, he gathered this army. When the army was prepared, then the commanders insisted on him that he should lead the army. He should be the one leading the army and go with them to battle. However, Hiraqal was not prepared to do this. This was because he had already understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message was going to spread in this area. He knew it from the beginning and he wanted to accept it from the beginning. However, his fear for his position did not allow him to accept it. So he was very careful himself. He had already retreated to Antakya and he was not going to go and lead this army. So then they say to him that you appoint a senior commander over us and we will fight under his command. So he appointed a very senior person by the name of Bahan, and he gave him 200,000 silver coins. Up front he gave him this amount, and the other junior commanders were given 100,000 silver coins up front as well. Then he addressed his people, this army, and he says to them, in order to spur them on, to motivate them, he says to them that these Arabs have come, they have taken over our land. They are not happy with land, they're not happy with cities, they're not happy with crops and wealth. Rather, their whole idea is that they want to take your sisters, your mothers, your daughters, your wives, and they want to make them as prisoners, they want to make them as captives. So, you should stand up and protect your honor, protect your kingdom. And in this way, he dispatched this massive army. When the spies of the Muslims came with this information to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu of this massive army that has been prepared and has already been dispatched, and now they are moving to the direction of the Muslims. They were in Hims at that time, so they're moving to the direction of Hims. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he did not feel it appropriate to hide this information from the army, because it was a new development and a major development. So he felt that he needs to disclose this information to the rest of the army, and he should take their eyes, he should take their opinions regarding what should be done in the face of this offensive. So he explained to them that this is happening, this is a major force that has been prepared, they are coming to have a decisive battle once and for all, they want to wipe out the Muslims and the Muslim forces. So there were various opinions that were given, until finally they decided that they will retreat from Hims and they will go to Damascus. Obviously, there's technicalities in terms of fighting to defend a city, and the entire Muslim force was not here. It would have been difficult for the rest of the force to reach Hims. Therefore, they felt that it would be better for them to retreat to Damascus. So, they decided on this. Now, they had already taken and collected taxes from the people of Hims. Because they took over, there was a peace deal, peace treaty, and they took over. So they collected taxes. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu did not feel it correct for them to keep the taxes and withdraw. Because they took the taxes on certain terms and conditions. And one of it would be that they would offer security to the subjects. They would offer security to those that are living in the city. Now if they are going to retreat from this area, they are no more going to be offering the security. Hence, he did not feel it correct for them to keep and withhold the taxes. So he asked the person who was in charge of the taxes to go and to reimburse the people, to return the taxes that were taken from them, to return it back to the people. They explained to the people that this is a new development. We are retreating for a little while, and then inshallah we will come back. We will come back, and then the conditions that we had made, those conditions would continue inshallah. So when the people heard this, they were very affected. They made a lot of dua that the Muslims should return, and they began to curse the Romans. Although they were living under Roman rule for so long, they cursed the Romans, and they said, had it been the Romans, they would have never reimbursed us. They would have never returned this money to us. And then they say to the Muslims, la walayatukum wa adlukum ahabbu ilayna mimma kunna fihi min az-zulm. Your governance, your rule, and your justice is far more dear to us and beloved to us than the oppression that we were being subjected to under the Romans. At this point, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu sends a messenger to Umar radiallahu anhu, informing him of what happened, the new developments, this massive army, and the decision that they had made. When Umar radiallahu anhu received this message initially, he was not happy that you have taken over a city now to retreat from what Allah has given you. He was not happy with that decision. However, the messenger explained to him that those that are on the ground, they understand the situation better. He explained to him further regarding what was going on. And then Umar radiallahu anhu asked that, have all of you agreed on this decision? Is it a unanimous decision? So he says, yes, it was a unanimous decision. Umar radiallahu anhu says, alhamdulillahi ala dhalik. فَإِنِّي أَرْجُوا أَن يَكُونَ اللَّهُ جَمَعَ رَأْيَهُمْ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have hope if they have been unanimous on this decision, then inshallah there will be khair in this decision that they have taken. Thereafter, he also gave glad tidings of reinforcements, that I will send reinforcements, and immediately he dispatched the reinforcements. The messenger, very quickly he traveled back, and he reached the Muslim army at the same time that the reinforcements of Umar radiallahu anhu had reached. And he came with a message, with a letter from Umar radiallahu anhu, and part of the letter, there were many very important aspects that Umar radiallahu anhu had discussed at that point. However, some of them, which are great lessons for us and important points for us to reflect over, Umar radiallahu anhu said, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِالْجَمْعِ الْكَثِيرِ كُنَّا نَهْزِمُ الْجَمْعَ الْكَثِيرِ. That previously in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we would defeat major armies, then we would not defeat these major armies with big numbers. We were not equal to them in number. It was not because of our big numbers that we defeated these big armies. وَلَرُبَمَا نَصَرَ اللَّهُ الْعِصَابَةَ الْقَلِيلَةَ عَدَدُهَا عَلَى الْكَثِيرِ عَدَدُهَا مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ. And many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps a small group against a major group, against a big group. from the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentions in the Qur'an Majeed, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So Umar radiallahu anhu consoles them and comforts them that they should not be overawed by this huge number of the enemy that's marching towards them. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu leaves Hims with the army that was stationed there with him, and he came, now he moved more south, and he came to Damascus, and he joined the army of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Here they had a secret meeting, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu explained to him, gave him information of the latest developments, and he made the mashura that they had. Khalid radiallahu anhu wasn't happy with their decision. Obviously, Khalid radiallahu anhu was a very brave warrior, and for him to retreat from a place did not make sense. So Khalid radiallahu anhu felt that they should have remained there in Hims and they should have defended Hims. However, he also mentioned that if everyone agreed on this suggestion and on this decision, then inshallah there would be khair in this decision that was made. Thereafter, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu gave back the taxes to the people of Damascus as well, because he was not sure whether they will remain in Damascus. So he gave back their taxes. And then they had a mashura. By then, now, there were many more senior sahaba that were there. They had a mashura on what should be our next plan of action. So Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma's suggestion was they should leave Damascus as well and go to Jabiya. This was a more open place. And someone else gave this suggestion in one of the mashuras, and he explained that the Arabs were more accustomed to fighting in open lands, not fighting defending cities. He says that is where we can fight very well, so we should rather go into an open area and fight on an open battlefield instead of trying to defend a city. So his suggestion was they should move over to Jabiya, and there they could, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu's army that was stationed in Palestine, they could come as well, join up with them, and yet they could fight the enemy. Shurahbir bin Hassanah radiallahu anhu felt that since we have already retreated, we rather retreat right till the borders of the Arab and the Roman lands. So we have a direct link with Madinah Munawwara, we can receive reinforcements. So this would mean that they would retreat from all the lands that they have taken over and start afresh, go back to the border, have this decisive battle there. If they win, if they defeat the enemy, then they can come and retake these lands. Otherwise, it will be easy for them to retreat to Madinah Munawwara. But the important point was the supply route and the reinforcement route to Madinah Munawwara would be open. So it will be easy for them and it will assist them. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was totally against this suggestion of Shurahbil radiallahu anhu. Firstly, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us so much of victory. We have killed so many Roman commanders, so many of the army we have destroyed. And now, Allah, after this victory that Allah has given us, for us to retreat from this land is not the appropriate thing to do. And he also feared that it may be difficult to retake these lands after we have retreated from these lands. And the second point, which he mentioned, and because of which he did not agree to this suggestion of Shurahbil radiallahu anhu, he says that the fact that we have taken taxes and jizya from the people of this land, it means that we have guaranteed them that we will offer them protection. Now it is incorrect for us, Islamically it's incorrect for us, to now go back on our word and now move away from this land. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was totally against any type of withdrawal. He felt wherever we are, we should stay and we should fight and defend from that point. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu supported the view of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that it's incorrect for us to withdraw and retreat from this land totally. And he finally decided that we will leave Damascus, we will withdraw from Damascus and we will go to Jabiya, as was the suggestion of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. While this was going on this side, in Palestine, on the side of Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, who was stationed there, he had already had peace deals and treaties with many people. Many towns had peace treaties with him. But when they heard about this major army that's coming from Rome, they began to feel some type of hope that once again the Romans are going to take over this land. So some of them broke the agreements and some of them threatened to break the agreements. So it was also a very dangerous situation on that side. There were various things that Amr bin As radiallahu anhu undid. He first sent a letter to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, there was correspondence. And then he threatened those people. But then finally Amr bin As radiallahu anhu now also had to leave that area and meet up with the Muslim army. On the side of the Roman army, as they were moving, then they would come across towns that had surrendered to the Muslims. When they would come to those towns, they would reproach and rebuke those people. That why didn't you defend your towns? Why did you surrender to the Muslims? In turn, those people would rebuke them. That you were the army that's supposed to be protecting. You were the ones that could not stand ground. You were defeated. How can you reproach us and rebuke us? As they were traveling, then there would be many people that would join them. Various areas they would go past, Christians of the areas would join, even monks that had secluded themselves in their monasteries for years, and they did not come out from their monasteries because of protecting their religion. They felt they're fighting for their religion, for Christianity. In order to protect their religion, they also left their monasteries and they joined this massive army that was moving. However, with this army, as they were moving, wherever they were going, they were causing a lot of mischief. They were raping the young girls, they were killing or slaughtering the animals of people, looting their wealth, and causing a lot of mischief. Until finally these complaints came to Bahan, to the commander. He addressed them and he warned them that on one hand, your enemy is killing, your enemy are killing your people. They are imprisoning your wives and your children. And you are committing sins in this manner. If Allah takes your kingdom away from you, then you are the oppressors and no one else. This shows the important point that even this Christian Roman commander understood that the danger of sin, the danger of sin, and sin deprives a people from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'az radiallahu anhu suggested to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu that he should write another letter to Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, asking for reinforcements. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu wrote a very emotional letter to Umar radiallahu anhu, explaining the situation, how dire the situation was, and he said to him that if you do not assist us and help us, then you would have to be patient on the loss and the death of very great sahaba. Many great sahaba that are here, they would be losing their lives, and you will have to hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these losses. When this letter reached Umar radiallahu anhu, he called the muhajirin and the ansar. He read this letter and they began to cry profusely. They immediately raised their hands in dua, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance. And they replied to Umar radiallahu anhu that send us to help our brothers. One of those that were the most affected was the great sahabi Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. He went on to say, he was so affected, he went on to say that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you should lead the army and you should take us there to the land of Sham, and we will offer assistance and reinforcements to our brothers. And he goes on to tell Amirul Mu'mineen that if you have to travel to Sham, shaddadallahu quloob al-mu'mineen wa ar'ab quloob al-kafirin, Allah will strengthen the heart of the believers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put awe in the heart of the disbelievers. However, the other sahaba radiallahu anhum felt that it would not be appropriate for Umar radiallahu anhu to go personally. And they felt that he should remain behind in Madinah Munawwara and he should send an army of reinforcements. So Umar radiallahu anhu decided to do that. And then he replied to this letter. Again, it was a very lengthy reply, but some of the important points of lesson. He says to them in that letter, فَلَا تَهُولَنَّكَ كَثْرَةُ مَا جَاءَ مِنْهُمْ, that you should not be afraid of the huge number of the enemy that is coming to you. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْهُمْ بَرِيءٌ وَمَنْ بَرِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَانَ قَمِنًا أَلَّا تَنْفَعَهُ كَثْرَةٌ وَأَيَّكِلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ وَيَخْذُلَهُ. Because Allah has nothing to do with these people. Allah has nothing to do with them. They have no allegiance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who does not have any allegiance and loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his huge numbers are not going to help him. His huge numbers are not going to help him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will entrust him to himself and Allah will forsake him. A very important point when we see the enemies of the Muslims and how powerful they seem to be. We need to realize that they have no allegiance whatsoever to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's help is not with them at all. Allah's help is with the believers. And then he goes on to say, وَلَا تُوحِشُكَ قِلَّةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكَ. And you should not grieve and worry and be concerned about the little number of the Muslims, because Allah is with you. وَلَيْسَ قَلِيلًا مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ. And the one who has the help and support of Allah is not small in number. His numbers may be small, but he has the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes on to say that if we had to be fighting all along because of our might, because of our strength, because of our power, then long ago the enemy would have wiped us out. If it was because of our strength that we are fighting, long ago the enemy would have wiped us out. However, نَتَوَكَّلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّنَا. But we place our trust and our reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَبْرَأُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ وَالْقُوَى. And we absolve ourselves from focusing on strength and might, etc. وَنَسْأَلُهُ النَّصْرَ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. We ask Allah for His help and for His mercy. وَإِنَّكُمْ مَنْصُورُونَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Inshallah, you will secure the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli hal, in every condition. And this has to be our yaqeen, that the help of Allah will definitely come to the believers. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that definitely He will help and He will assist the believers. There may be some delay in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of certain reasons. However, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely come sooner or later. So, he says to him that inshallah, in any condition you will be helped. فَأَخْلِصُوا لِلَّهِ نِيَّاتِكُمْ. So keep your intentions pure. Keep your intentions pure. You're only doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَارْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِ رَغْبَتَكُمْ. And have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today also, as an ummah, we need to have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاصْبِرُوا. Be patient. وَصَابِرُوا. Persevere. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And adopt taqwa so that you will be successful. This is a recipe for success and for earning the pleasure of Allah earning the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim army was still stationed in Jabiya. The leaders now were making mashura. There were different opinions that were being given. Some gave the opinion still we should retreat further. Qais bin Hubeira, the very famous warrior that we spoke about in the beginning, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had advised Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu regarding him. He very strongly opposed the suggestion of retreating. He says that all these bounties that Allah has blessed us with, how can we leave all of this and whatever we have achieved? Khalid radiallahu anhu also agreed with him. And then Khalid radiallahu anhu mentioned, وَلَسْنَا وَاللَّهِ مُرْتَحِلِينَ وَلَا زَائِلِينَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْبِلَادِ. That by Allah we will never leave this land until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pass a decision. He also gave further encouragement regarding not focusing on might, not focusing on number. He says that if we were fighting the enemy because of number, then we are no match to them whatsoever. Rather, we only fight them, إِنَّمَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ. We only fight them with the help of Allah and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important aspect, that any khidmat of deen, any service of deen we do, it will be billah and lillah, for the sake of Allah and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, if this is the situation, then if they have to bring the entire earth full of enemy against us, this will not help them in the least, because we have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he requested Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu to appoint him as the commander of this battle. Obviously, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was the commander-in-chief. However, Khalid radiallahu anhu, Allah had blessed him with that military acumen and expertise. So he requested Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu to appoint him as the commander of this battle. And he says that I have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me and assist me. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu very happily agreed. Whilst they were having a sitting in the tent of Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, listening to some new information that came from the spy, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, the famous leader of the Kufar, and he was the one who would lead the Kufar armies in Uhud and in Khandaq, etc. He came by and he says, it's surprising to me that young people of the Quraysh are discussing regarding a war and they are not taking my suggestion. Obviously his experience, Yazid bin Abi Sufyan was his son. So he's saying that I have such experience, why don't you include me in the decision? So they included him in the decision, And then they asked him for his opinion. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu says that the current location is not a good location to fight from. Because he explained that the armies of the enemy can come from behind and we will be totally cut off from any type of reinforcements coming to us from Madinah Munawwara. So he felt that whilst we are here at Jabia, we should move more south. We should not retreat totally. Rather, we should move more south, so closer to Madinah Munawwara. And he chose the place Azra'at. Azra'at is near the very famous place Yarmouk. So he says, we should go there, keep Azra'at behind us. And from here, we will fight the enemy. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muslims were choosing the location for fighting, which obviously is something positive on their side. The next morning they begin traveling, moving southwards, coming closer to Arabia, and they came to this area of Azra'at, which is by the Yarmouk River. They camped on one side of the Yarmouk River, which was the side closer to Madinah Munawwara, closer to Arabia, and the Roman army was not far away. They were following them very closely. They came very soon thereafter, and they camped on the other side of the river, and it was here that the very decisive and major battle of Yarmouk had taken place. This had occurred in the month of Jumad al-Ukhra, in the 15th year after Hijrah. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.